This is Oakville's coronavirus update for Saturday, May 11, 2024. Cases are rising locally in a clear trend. The number of new, daily cases in Oakville have gone up by 25% or more for the last 3 weeks in a row. Worse still, two new outbreaks have opened in Halton this week, both at undisclosed locations. New daily cases in Oakville had been slowly declining through the spring, but this week saw the infectivity rates go up again from an average of 4.6 cases per day to 5.7 cases. Halton region is now averaging about 40 new cases per week. Halton Regional Health has greatly updated its data for local vaccinations, reporting that just 1 in 12 adults in the region are up to date on their COVID-19 vaccinations. A total of 60% have had the base 2 doses and 1, or more, booster shots since 2021. Nationwide, Canada reports their total number of active cases and hospitalizations have gone up slightly in the last 7 days. 95% of the adult population has had at least one dose of vaccine. In the U.S., the CDC is warning of a new variant discovered from the JN.1 strain. The CDC estimates nearly one-third of all new North American cases are of this new strain. The global confirmed count of cases surpassed 775 million in mid-April, counting worldwide since the start of the pandemic. 7 million people worldwide have died due to COVID-19, though the real count of unofficial deaths is millions higher. *** Vaccine booking. All doses and booster doses are now available for anyone in Halton age 5 and up. First doses are available for those 6 months and older. While Halton's vaccine clinics are now closed, most pharmacies and healthcare centers are offering all numbered doses and boosters to patients. *Click here to book a vaccination appointment at a local pharmacy or primary care office for any numbered dose of vaccine, including all boosters. New data from Halton Regional Health as of this week. Halton is averaging 5.7 new COVID-19 cases per day, a nearly 25% increase from last week's 4.6 average daily cases. There are 5 active outbreaks in Halton, 2 more than last week. 8.3% of locally administered COVID-19 tests are coming back positive, 0.1% more than last week. 2 people are being treated in hospital with COVID-19. Same as last week. Vaccinations in Halton region. At least 1.67 million doses have been administered in Halton. 94% of Halton residents have at least 2 doses, the primary series. 8% of eligible Halton residents, age 12 plus, are up to date on their booster shots, have had the primary series and a booster dose in the last 6 months. 53% of eligible residents have a primary series and a booster more than 6 months ago. Canadian COVID-19 update. Canada has had 4.67 million cumulative cases of COVID-19. There are 669,700 active cases in Canada, plus 350 this week. 2,309 people are currently in hospital, plus 4 this week. There are 52,606 deaths to date, plus 2 this week. 82.54% of Canadians have at least 2 doses of vaccine. 51.60% of Canadians are vaccinated, including 1 or more booster doses. Global COVID-19 update. U.S. hospitalizations are down 7.6% this past week. U.S. deaths have decreased 0.7% this week. Americans up to date with all recommended vaccine booster doses are no longer being reported by the CDC. 775. 38 million people worldwide have been diagnosed with COVID-19 since the pandemic started. 7.04 million people have died. 14,300 people worldwide have been infected in the last 7 days. The evidence is clear. Though transmission has dramatically slowed, vaccination, including all recommended booster shots, is still the best way to be protected from contracting COVID-19. Local, provincial, national and international health units affirm the same data that Canada's approved vaccines and all boosters effectively protect you from COVID-19 and significantly reduces your risk of getting sick, going to the hospital, and dying from the disease. Book a vaccination appointment for any numbered dose of vaccine, including all boosters, online here. Sources: Halton Region and halton.ca/COVID-19 closing parenthesis, Halton Healthcare, Joseph Brandt Hospital, HDSB COVID Advisory Page, The Government of Ontario Dashboard, Public Health Ontario COVID-19 Data Tool, Government of Canada, COVID-19 Vaccination Tracker Canada, The U.S. Center for Disease Control, Our World in Data, Johns Hopkins University Research Center, World Health Organization.